This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday.
Hello.
And the band's back together.
I feel like someone's been sleeping in my headphones.
Yeah, we pass them around, let everyone rub them all over.
Great, super.
Wanted you to get the real feel of the whole crew.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Benny.
How's it going?
Well, it's a little frenetic right now.
I know, I don't understand. He said 10, and then he said 2, and then I was waiting, and I'm like, I don't know, why is she not moving?
He gave me the 10-minute warning. I'm like, oh, 10 minutes, great. And then you guys are like, are you going to go
in? Yeah, what
are
you?
I'm like, what are you talking about? We have 8 minutes left?
No, and he even said, he goes, he was walking out, he goes, she said okay to 10 minutes. I think there's a repetition thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sam. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Sounds good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
See you there.
Frank.
I'll be in there. Oh, are you not on?
You got
What's
it.
Happening?
Who?
No, you're on. Hold on. Studio D. Oh, no, that's the wrong studio. Hold on. There we go.
B.
Studio B. I don't know why people have to touch
all
the buttons.
Why Anthony doesn't fix it.
Yeah, Anthony. And also, be more clear when you say two. Well, he must have said it right. I'm the only one who didn't catch it. I just sat there. Good morning, Vinny.
Well, you were
Good
so
morning.
Excited that Vinny's back.
How's your other baby?
Good. It's really good. It's been great. And today is like my favorite day of the year.
Why?
On top of the fact that I haven't, because it's the day after Labor Day. Everyone goes home.
Oh. Everyone, Cruz clears out. You guys
Santa
have
Cruz
it back to yourselves
out.
Again.
Right. Everyone's back in school.
Mm. Yeah.
The fall is right, like the very beginning of fall. Football season's back.
Oh, I know. Thursday.
Oh no, we already started.
Mm.
You didn't. I was texting you. You didn't get those?
You texted me about football?
Yeah. Our boys' team won. Cal won. You didn't get my
God.
Text? What's wrong with you?
College football.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that. I went. I don't even get my glasses on.
I was watching, and I'm like, Cal's winning. It's incredible. And then it got close there at the end.
Oh, goodness.
And I was like,
the
I
drama.
Shouldn't have sent anything to you. I may have cursed
Did
the team.
Did they pull it out, then Vin? Well, thank goodness.
You didn't get the fireworks text. What's wrong with you?
I did see that. When were you texting me that? I must have been drinking. It's a pretty blurry weekend.
Really?
What was that? Yeah.
What time of day was that? Yeah, speaking of. Forget about the baby. It's just another baby in the world.
Oh my
There's
God.
A million babies in the world.
Edie, we love the name.
You guys.
Edie's so cute.
You guys, well, you didn't go, but your husband's been at Burning Man for a week.
He has. He got home.
Oh, he's home.
Oh, yeah. He got home late Thursday night. And the big news in my life is my brother lives here now.
Right.
Yeah. That's so, you know, we all had babies in the last couple of weeks. I got a whole new family.
How's that?
It's good so far. I mean, knock wood, it's going
well,
great. Even last night.
It's not great. He got robbed.
No, I know. It was terrible. She's especially super bummed. Like all.
What
you know,
happened?
They, the very first night that they were in California.
Does everyone know this already?
Yeah, we said it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine, though. Last Monday was their last road day. It was their first night in California, so
right.
in Barstow, California.
Barstow, why there?
I know. As soon as they said Barstow, I'm like, well, of course.
Although, is that in one of those Creedence Clearwater Revival songs?
I thought it was in like a Sheryl Crow song or something. Something about Barstow. Or
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Something like that.
Okay, but so otherwise, it's
like
not for good reasons.
It's a place you drive. If you're driving from L.A. to Vegas or wherever, you would pass through Barstow. I don't know. That's the only reason I know. It's like a border town,
it's
right?
It's where you pee.
Yeah, he's okay. We'll stop in Barstow. There's
right.
four exits.
Right.
So they didn't back there. You know, of course, they've been breaking this down for a week. How did we get robbed on our last day of the trip? And they they just didn't do anything to protect. I mean, there was a lock on the thing.
Oh, this is in their little
U-Haul that they, a trailer, one of those little boxes that you trail along with you.
And they left it unlocked?
No, it was locked.
Oh.
But they didn't, you know, of course, in retrospect, everyone's like, well, you got to back those things up against the wall. Well,
that's
you got to park that under a light. Well, you got to, you know, and she's like, yeah, we didn't do those things. So bad on us. Yeah.
Well, it sucks that in a world where you've locked your stuff up, you still have to take other measures right. in order to keep it from being stolen.
And, you know, they think they just didn't occur to them that anything bad was going
to
happen. And
when I was traveling across country to start working with you, I had everything in the back of my pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason I drove for 25 hours the first day is because I knew I was going to have to unload every GD thing in the back of that into the hotel
right.
room.
Mm-hmm.
I brought a beach cruiser with me. What was I thinking? I had a bike, a futon, like all this stuff that I was going to have to offload into the hotel and then reload again the next day. It's the reality, though, if that's what you own and yep. that's your stuff.
You needed one of those caps with a lock.
I didn't have any of that. I had a tarp.
Right.
In fact, as I drove through Nebraska, Nebraska,
it was pouring rain,
and I'm just going, oh, that futon's going to be a mildewy mess when I get there.
It's like a big sponge.
Oh, yeah. God. Whatever. So they got robbed of their most important stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like they packed it. Oh, my God, Vinny. This is another weird thing about them. Like, you know, they move out here and they put a lot of their stuff in storage. But there were, you know, certain things I guess they couldn't live without. And it was their booze. Like, me and...
Yeah, that's pretty
it's
incredible.
It's so bizarre. I sent pictures to you guys, but...
Wow.
So, you know, and I helped them move. They pulled in at my house, and we actually walked the stuff to the condo because it was almost further for them to park it where they have to park at their condo complex than it was for them to park at my house and us go the back way and get to the condo. Like, it was faster. So we hiked everything through our yard.
Through the backyard?
From the front, from the driveway, because that was the other thing. They couldn't pull their... There was no place for them to park the truck with the trailer... In the condo, so I was like, just park it at my house. We'll walk it back. So we made like a human chain, and I have my garden cart, and I put the ramps up and everything, and we got all the stuff. And I'm like, some of their boxes. I'm like, what are you bringing your rock collection? Like, what is in these boxes? And as it turns out, it was all booze. Like I'm gonna text you the pictures. Oh, I'll do it during the break, but. So I come back over there. I don't know. We move them in there on Monday and they're, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday. They're unpacking stuff. I go over there like on Wednesday or something. Oh, Yuzi's got the picture. She's going
to
show you.
I don't understand why you're so surprised. People love to. I love to drink.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. I let my life. Well, I didn't let it. But I mean, my whole life got ruined by it. Oh, that's a lot of booze.
Oh, that's just one picture.
Even more.
And then there's even more.
Huh.
Yeah, it's a ton of booze. So my feeling is, though, if you love your booze so much, drink it and throw the bottles away. Like, what are you doing? So my brother had this bar at his old house because in St. Louis, for about 300, 400 grand, you can get a 6,000 square foot house and with a downstairs bar. And, you know, I mean, it was a pretty elaborate
Most
setup.
Most other places.
Yeah,
you
really
can get a lot of
just
stuff.
Just step outside of California. Or even just far-flung California.
But you got to find work there, too, which is also...
It's true. Well, they had a nice life there, and they lived there. You know, he lived there because he had kids with a St. Louis girl, and he was trapped. And now the last kid just went
trapped.
To college, and now he's like, let's go somewhere else. So they had this great bar, and apparently they never finished a bottle of liquor ever, and then bought repeats of that, like forgot that they already had four bottles of Kahlua. So as I'm carrying these huge boxes, I'm like, couldn't the goddamn robbers have taken the booze? Like, Jesus. The thing was, you couldn't tell from the outside what was in them. I guess they had wrapped each one in newspaper, and so they weren't rattling or anything. So I'm carrying these huge, I'm like, what the is in these boxes? And then that's really all they brought. They brought, like, all their booze. They brought a bunch of his computer equipment because he's a computer guy.
Tech guy. Mm-hmm. So did that get stolen?
Some of it. Not luckily, the most important components did not get stolen. They were packed further in, but like a bunch of his monitors.
The nude pictures of his wife did not get stolen.
I think those did because his laptop got stolen. So if he had those. His guitar.
Everybody's got to have those, right?
I'm sure. She's so hot, too. Jesus. She eats like a freaking pig, and she's a stick figure.
Is she?
Yeah, she's tiny.
Well, I figured out one. So over my little... I cannot call it a vacation. I worked harder in the last 2 weeks than I ever have worked. But one of the things that I had to do, well, didn't have to, but my brother brought my brother drove up with my mom.
Oh,
this is Jan, the middle brother.
Right.
And I love that kid and he's awesome and he's really good with jobs.
His niece. Oh,
you know, he does stuff. His nickname when he was a kid was MacGyver. He worked on all kinds of stuff. So he gets here, and him and I don't have that much in common. And other than we like booze, and I can't drink that. So I had to find something to do with him for a day. Oh. So we did some house chore type things.
Oh, good. You love that.
Well, I hate it, but what I'm getting at is part of the way you must be staying as skinny as you do is because you do all that work at the house. Because it's a bitch to do housework. In the middle of it all, I'm like, why did I start this?
What did you guys decide to do?
We built shelves in the garage.
Oh, nice.
Like
2x4s and plywood?
No, we got these.
Oh, a kit.
No, not a kit either. We got these heavy duty things from Home Depot,
like
500-pound shelf
supports. Okay.
Screwed them to studs. Got the wood planks cut. Mm. Painted them.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I don't want to say earthquake proof because that's like asking for trouble. But they're screwed to the walls, and that looks great.
Oh.
And everything's, the garage is more organized than ever.
And you did the beautiful floor on it.
But oh God, I was so tired in the middle of all that, and still running back and forth. Let me feed her for you. And it was just like, how do you do this? You do it to yourself on purpose for years on end.
I actually like it.
Oh.
I'm actually thinking, I would have come help you with the shelves. I love that. I use the stud finder.
Yes. Yep. All that was in motion.
Yeah.
It came out great, too.
I'll bet. I would love to see pictures.
I have pictures.
Oh, great. Text me one.
But so my point is, I bet that's one of the ways you are able to eat all you do.
Oh, thank you. Skinny. I do eat like a pig, don't I? I'm telling you, that girl is so skinny. It's ridiculous. The big thing that was stolen, Ben, was her jewelry box. And it's not that she had all this fancy jewelry. It's that she had... It's the couple. Well, first of all, it's a girl's collection. I mean, like we all have, even I have a jewelry collection and I wear nothing. I wear no jewelry.
But you wore Nana's black onyx ring or whatever that was.
I do.
I've
had that
for
years.
You wore that for a long time.
And I wear, I have some earrings I like, but I actually have a big sort of a jewelry box of stuff that was all my grandmother's. And I just like looking through it once in a while, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's all a bunch of big clunky jewelry that I probably never wore. But I remember her wearing it. Yeah, brooches for real. No lie.
Huge
ones. And, nothing that's super valuable or whatever, but it means something to you. And I guess, you know, her mom recently passed and she had a sapphire ring that her mom always wore and had given to Debbie. And it's gone now. And she keeps referencing that. She has a few diamond things. A diamond that I think she also got from her mom. Mm-hmm. And some stuff that she'd actually gotten from my mom, too, as she sort of split up the jewelry three ways, among the three kids.
How could you?
I know. It's such a bummer. So she is... she's on it. Like, she's going through all her photos, finding pictures of herself wearing them. She's emailed them to all the pawn shops in the area. She calls the pawn shops every day.
Good.
She's all over it. Like, I would never have that kind of energy for it. But she is just, and she's like, it's like a righteous indignation. Like, she's so mad that this stuff is gone.
There's a major,
absolutely.
It's all, anytime your stuff, it's a major violation.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's like, and you feel helpless and impotent and you just... But she's doing something. She's doing everything that she can.
She has to. She probably can't wake up or sleep without being able to
do something. No, she's constantly reminded of it.
Yeah.
And the other thing, super, super lucky, is that even though they sold their house, because part of their homeowners was covering their kid's apartment insurance, he's going to school elsewhere, it was still in place. So they're going to... their homeowners is covering this.
Excellent. Oh, good.
I know. There's limits as to what you can claim for jewelry and stuff.
But even something,
I mean, they're
going
to get some money, and he'll be able to replace his computer and his guitar and all these things that
his guitar got stolen.
Reached, yeah, they just basically, because the jewelry box was toward the back of the trailer, they just went, "Oh, score! There's some crap we can sell for drugs or whatever the hell we're doing this for." Like, there was all kinds of stuff in there that they. Booze. They could have taken the booze. I would have loved to have carried less boxes of booze.
Well, you know, as someone who used to try and sneak all my empties out of the house in a suitcase, they clink a lot. They're noisy as hell. And there you are at 2 a.m. going, clink, clink, clink. Oh, God. Clink, clink, clink. I'm like one, two steps at a time. Clink, clink, clink. Oh, God. Do I hear something?
Oh, Vinny.
No, I'm okay. Clink, clink, clink.
Yeah, these are all full. These are all full.
They
whatever,
they're
them
still
out.
Clinky.
I'm sneaking my bottles out of St. Louis. They all weren't. Right. That was the thing. I didn't even know what was in them because I guess they wrapped them all. I think every hand towel she owned was wrapped around
well,
a bottle.
Well, then they know how to do it. I sure didn't because I remember just heart attacking the whole way to the trash cans in the middle of the night. Clink, clink, clink. Oh, God.
Guess you should have wrapped those empties, huh?
Yeah, you should have wrapped them up in toilet paper.
Who knew? I didn't know.
So anyway, they're moved in and
good. I'm glad. So you're enjoying them?
Yes. Yeah, so far, I mean, knock wood, it's been great. We've really steered clear of the political stuff.
Did you dent the alcohol?
No.
What?
There's no debt. It's like a
you said you
it's
partied
a lifetime
hard
supply.
Weekend.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't. Here's the thing. This is John's thing. My brother John.
Oh,
he
this
likes
is
to do
be so difficult. John
I know.
And John the brother.
I know.
Little John, big John.
Little John and big John.
All right,
I know.
Fine.
There's so
Johnny
many Johns
B.
in our lives. So he likes to make the drink of the week. He goes online and finds like a recipe, blah, blah. This is why he has so many bottles of like random, like so.
Your
on,
brother does.
Yeah. So on Friday, he made blue curacao. Curacao?
Never
heard
of it.
I don't know how. It's some liquor, some liqueur. And he did it with Malibu rum and all the stuff. He poured it over ice and it's blue. So I'm like, one sip of that, I'm like, I don't like to drink candy, so I'm going to... So
right.
I went to my house, and I made myself a vodka soda, which is all I want. And but, you know, you have the one, but he's got all these... He likes to just have the drink. Oh, yeah, and then Sunday night, he came over to our house. We cooked out. He came over with a big pitcher he had made of... I can't even remember what the seed thing was, but I'm telling you, it tasted like Theraflu. It was horrible. And he's drinking like, no, dude, it was awful. It was like thick cough syrup.
Oh,
it was just off and
thick.
Sweet and gross.
Oh,
it was super
sweet.
Yeah, it was bogus.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go make a vodka soda. Like, so I'm just drinking my vodka as I always do. Nice burning clean. And he's, you know, polluting himself with this. I'm like, how do you not have a hangover when you wake up after drinking Theraflu all night? Or whatever that, whatever cough syrup's called. I don't
What's
know.
What's his answer?
I don't say that to him. Oh. I just let him do his thing. You know, I'm not going to get any fights with him or try not to. But last night they came over. So
and he enjoys doing that.
He
so
does. He likes doing
it.
I mean, clearly they have 500 bottles of liquor at their house right now. That tiny little condo they got. So last night, you know, we didn't hang out during the day. People had things to do. My brother's already been fishing like 4 times. So I think he went fishing.
Where'd he go?
Just like he goes to piers or he goes to beaches and, you know, he needs a friend with a boat, I guess.
He's that guy, huh?
He just lives to fish.
Man, I go down to surf and there's always those guys out there right along the water line with their
Yeah.
And all the people who surf have to swim through that.
Mm.
Like, dude, you and your hook. I got to swim past your hook and hope I don't get caught in that thing.
You caught me.
Yeah, great job. Thanks a lot. Anyway, so he's out there doing that.
Right. So, well, we didn't hang yesterday, and it was just, you know, kind of a down day. It was like low key. Stayed in my PJs most of the day. And but we invited them over for dinner, and so we ate at 5. And at 6:30, I went, all right, well, I got to watch Big Brother and go to bed. And they went, all right, and they walked.
This wasn't last night.
Last night. I hadn't watched it on Sunday night.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was partying on Sunday night.
Oh, so Sunday night you raged.
Friday and Sunday. I recovered on Saturday and I recovered yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's take Saturday. Saturday we watched a movie. We tried to watch a movie. I fell asleep during it, of course.
What was it?
Deadpool 2.
Oh, and you haven't seen that yet?
I still have not seen it.
Oh.
Because
you fell asleep.
I watched about 20 minutes.
I've been catching up in the times when I'm, I swear, that baby's 7 pounds. It feels like she's 300 when she's asleep in your arms.
Yeah. Because
you're just like, I cannot move.
I will not move.
Right.
I won't even. I have an itch that's killing me right now.
Right.
I can't move.
And I am just going to stay put. So I get the TV and get. I've been mowing through the Marvel movies in order.
Oh.
And I've gotten through Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 2 and into Age of Ultron.
Oh.
Which is in Avengers. I don't like the Avengers ones. Too many characters happening at one time. But anyway, that's what...
Yeah, I always feel like I just was not a comic book person, so I don't really know these stories. And
but they're so big, it's like, what? I must be missing it.
Right. Like, why do I not care about this?
I don't even know...
People I know care so very deeply.
How the Thor movies got made. They're awful.
Oh, I like the first one.
You don't, though.
I did, Loki.
Did you watch the second one?
No.
Right, because...
Because I don't care. I just don't... There's plenty more movies that I would watch.
You know what's back is
what?
Ozark.
Oh, I saw that.
I saw the first episode. And? Oh, it's so good.
Mm.
Anyway, last night.
I got to watch that.
So Sandy's in town, right?
Mm-hmm.
So last night, it's been 2 weeks of baby and round the... Poor mom. You know, moms do it. She wanted to be pregnant. She knew what it was like the first time and said, I'll do that again.
Yes.
But it's round the clock feeding, dude. Mm. It's nonstop.
And the boobs are working this time.
The boobs are working.
Oh, that's so great.
They're gigantic. So they're working. The latch isn't the best. The kid was tongue-tied.
What does that mean?
It means the tongue.
Underneath.
Yeah. And
did they cut it?
They cut it right in front of me.
They had to do it.
It hurt me more than it hurt the kid. It was killing me that they were, and the doc's like, chatting, you know, all right, we're gonna do this, hold her down. I'm like, oh god. Hold her down.
So it's just like extra,
I guess, but
bottom?
I felt like it was too nonchalant for something that seems kind of permanent.
Yeah,
like you want to get that right. I mean, it's like piercing your ears the first time. You want to,
even it's worse than that,
because, I know,
oh well,
it's
a hole in your ear, right? You want to be able to talk.
But you want to get that anyway. It was just weird, and yes.
Yikes!
Did you do a scalpel or scissors?
It's something hot too, because it like
cauterizes it.
It was gnarly.
Oh, that poor baby.
I know. Anyway, and
it's
she's
quick,
all,
and they don't know.
Well, that's she goes. Oh, they're over it in a second. I'm like, you don't know.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're over it in a second? They can't talk. They can't tell you.
Right.
They don't
know.
Well,
that's how we figured it out, because they just didn't tell us.
Yeah, because they. Anyway. My mom's in town with her car, and last night, around 7, she's all. And so this is me getting ready for the night of trying to sleep and get back to work and back into routine. And she's like, all right, I'm going to go over to the beach house tonight. So she's going back and forth. She's moving around like some kind of, I don't know, drug lord or something.
Oh. So she's not just staying at your house. She's
staying at both houses.
Oh,
she said wherever she
wants. She needs some time alone.
Yes. She can get off and hang and then come, whatever. So she's leaving, and I'm like, all right, good night. Love you. See you when I get back from, you know, work tomorrow. And then I get handed, as soon as I see her off, I get handed the baby. This is my last feeding. So I've got, you know, of the 2 weeks.
Right.
I got the baby and I'm trapped and I'm holding her still. And we get a call, and then I look at my phone, which was upside down, and I see I missed a call from my mom.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And the landline's going off, but I can't really hear the message machine. And she got a flat like 2 blocks from my house because she hit a curb.
Oh, God.
I'm like, you hit a curb. What are you talking about? There are no, and I'm trying to figure out the route home and how she.
Oh, but she was close to the house.
She was right down the street.
Oh, no.
So I finished with the, and ran out there, and we got the thing. But it was just one of those things at 7 at night.
The last thing you want to be doing is changing somebody's tire.
I'm changing the tire, going, well, I mean, it's my mom.
Yeah,
yes,
it's your
of course.
Mom, exactly.
There
wasn't Still, any... you don't want to be doing it.
And, you know, she feels guilty, so she's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, listen, you know how many times Dad had to get up out of bed and come rescue me, or worse?
Right.
And thank God it was so close, and it wasn't on the road in the middle of nowhere.
She wasn't hurt, everything, but man, she hit that curb and blew out the sidewall.
Mm. Oh,
that like it didn't just go flat. She blew out a hole in the thing.
Oh, boy.
So the first thing I'll be doing when we're done today
is getting a new tire.
Is getting mom a new tire.
Aww. Well, that's what a good son does. And hopefully your girls will take care of you someday. Honey, I don't know what happened, but I hit a curb.
Speaking of, man, I am surrounded right now.
Yeah, you are. And the best you can hope for now is man-on-man defense. I mean, don't
have a
third. You got to go
to zone.
I mean,
by women, I've got my mom, I've got two daughters, and my missus.
Yeah, it's all, well, your brother was there, so that's nice.
He's gone.
But once everyone leaves, it's just you and the girls. Well, it's like me. It's me
Lucky.
And the boys. It's so
right.
funny. We're like living mirrored lives.
I know.
It's crazy.
Oh, and speaking of, is our oldest back at school? He is, right?
Yeah. He's third week or so right now.
And he's living at the apartment.
He is. He came home this weekend because he wanted to see his uncle. So.
Right.
The end. So, okay, now we're going to play a song. We'll take a... I know. I just looked at the clock and went, well, here we go. We'll be right back after this. On Alice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.